Today on episode number 398 of the School of Podcasting's morning announcements, which you can see right over there or here at schoolofpodcasting.com/398. If you go there, you'll be able to see it. And today we have a great Because of My Podcast story. We're going to keep hearing from Chris Christensen. We talked to him last week, and today he's talking a little blogger bridge. We're going to talk a little Pottertainment magazine, and I'm going to give you some insights on Patreon. And, of course, your questions answered. Hit it, ladies.
The School of Podcasting with Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005. I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson. Thanking you so much for tuning in. If you're new to the show, look, we talk about all things podcasting here, from planning to promoting to recording, all points in between. And I bring along my 20 plus years of technical training. I flatten the learning curve. I just say, hey, learning curve, check it out. And it gets flattened. I let you know that you're never alone in your podcast journey. And things are a little weird today because I'm doing this as a Google Hangout on air. So hello to everybody, all three of you watching. And because next week on Ask the Podcast Coach show, I want to do a Google Hangout live and take phone calls because I've grown up wanting to be Phil Donahue so I can say, is the caller there? And I've been trying to do that on Saturday, and it's been a miserable mess with technology. And I actually bought a new mixer on eBay, by the way. Here's a tip. If you're hurting for cash, I mentioned, I think it was last week, if you go to schoolofpodcasting.com/samedaymusic, schoolofpodcasting.com/samedaymusic. Number one, you don't have to pay tax on stuff. And number two, you can break things down into two payments. And so this mixer is normally $270. Ouch. And I went to eBay and got it for $130. And it's in good shape. And if we have time later, I'll get into why I did that. We're going to have cords aplenty when I do that live show on Saturday, which you can find every Saturday, schoolofpodcasting.com/live. Speaking of that, don't have a clip today, but want to mention, if you haven't checked out the latest edition of the Podcasters Roundtable, go over to podcastersroundtable.com. We do a whole episode on live streaming. Is it worth it? Should you do it? And my answer is it's a lot of fun. It's also a lot of work. And if you actually, I might leave this on YouTube. I've spent a lot of time getting ready to hit record today on the show. So a lot to a live show. But you know me, I like to get to the meat and potatoes. And I always like to start off with kind of a little success story, shall we say. And today we have Jeff from the Once Upon a Time podcast. And he's got a lovely Because of My Podcast story. Take it away, Jeff.
Hi, Dave. This is Jeff Roney from the Once Upon a Time fan podcast at onceuponatimepodcast.com. And this is my Because of My Podcast for you. Because of my podcast, I changed my wife from a podcast widow to an actual participant. I don't know if she thanks me or anyway, she's a participant. Because of my podcast, I've received emails from people all over the world that actually, truly listen to me and my wife talk about a show on ABC week in and week out. You know, the thing I want to say is people actually really listen to you. They do. We've got emails from all, I don't want to even start, but
now I want to stop Jeff right there. Do you hear what he's got that whole thing. Like, I didn't think anybody was going to listen, but they do. So if you're in Jeff's shoes right now going, I could start a podcast, but who's going to listen to me? As Jeff just said, people do.
The one from a pilot, he listened when he's flying a plane.
Cool.
I'll stop there. I could keep going. Because of my podcast, the podcast has received voicemails from many of the cast of Once Upon a Time. The first one blew my mind, but I still have to pinch myself whenever actors call or a writer calls to leave a voicemail for the show. It's amazing. Because of my podcast, me and my wife sat and had lunch with one of the dwarves from the show, Jeffrey Kaiser, who plays Dopey, and his family at Disneyland. The most amazing, cool, surreal moment ever. Well, one of them. We'll get to more.
All
because
right.
of my podcast, my wife and I planned this crazy secret trip. We didn't have money to fly, so we cobbled our money together, and believe me, we did, and we got a driving visa. We drove from Southern California up to Steveston in Vancouver, Canada, to visit and watch the filming of Once Upon a Time.
Cool.
To say that it was amazing would be an understatement. During our visit, we toured all the filming locations. We chatted with a number of the dwarves. We got to take a picture with Josh Dallas, Prince Charming, who, because of my wife's quick thinking, mentioned our podcast and he knew about it. And as a matter of...
Okay, how cool is that? He's on the set of a TV show, watching them film it. It's break time. You're hanging out with Prince Charming right there. How cool is that? And then somebody mentions the podcast. He goes, hey, yeah, I've heard of that. Come on. That's cool. But you know that just like, wow. Jeff, how did your head fit in the car? That's so cool, man.
In fact, when he signed one of our listeners a photo of him, he signed it Big Love, which is one of our catchphrases that we use at the end of our show. Incredible. Anyway, I'll continue. We watched the filming of a scene with Lana Perea, who plays the evil queen, with other listeners and folks that we met in the town. So beyond cool. We met the nicest people and listeners in Steveston. The woman who runs the ice cream shop. Incredible. Just so nice. But the most memorable moment was when we podcasted live using Mixlr at the time.
There you go.
Audio from the hotel in Steveston that you can see almost every episode when you're in Steveston. They have a shot and you see this hotel. We were there. And while we were there, we watched them film a scene with Robert Carlyle two blocks down. We could see right out the window. And Colleen, my wife, was focusing on the notes, and people were pointing out the fact that Robert Carlyle kept driving. He drove by twice in the production van, and he did look over one time and wonder what we were doing. And that was an incredible, incredible moment. And the reason why we did it is we wanted to set ourselves apart. We knew that there was a number of Once Upon a Time podcasts, and I just had a crazy idea. And I love the fact that my wife, many times when I have these crazy ideas, she says, yeah, let's do it. None of this would have happened until my wife and I decided to record our discussions on the couch that we were having after the show and share them with the world. So, Dave, I want to thank you for teaching, encouraging, and inspiring others to do the same. You don't know the good things that are happening because you are doing what you're doing. Thank you.
Oh, I didn't do anything, but I appreciate the kind words. No, you did all the work there, my friend. I'm just glad that you're sharing your story. I keep telling people there's so many ways to benefit from podcasting. We all get hung up on how can I make money? Give me money. I talk into a microphone. Give me money. Give it to me now. I'm going to be the next John Lee Dumas, right? There's so many ways to benefit. My wife and I have a joke with each other when we get into things, and we'll look at each other and go, come on, it'll be an adventure. And so, you know, when we were on our honeymoon and we went tubing down a river, come on, it'll be an adventure. So podcasting can be an adventure, and it's something you do with your friends. My friend Ken Blanchard from blackmanwithagun.com and blanchardmedia.com, he was on the last episode of Ask the Podcast Coach, and he's going to start a podcast with his kid. And I said, think about it. You're going to look back sometime if we could all sing Cats in the Cradle, right? And, you know, the son moves away. He's got his own family. They're going to be able to look back and go, it was so nice podcasting with you, Dad. You know what's nice? Podcasting with you, Dad. Right? How cool is that? So thank you so much. Next week, we've got Corey from Ivy Envy. He's a Chicago Cubs fan, and we're going to hear about his Because of My Podcast story. I want to thank both those guys for sending those in, and I would love to hear your Because of My Podcast story. All you have to do, go out to schoolofpodcasting.com/contact. You can email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com, and would love to hear it. So send it on in. Hey, if you listened to last week's show, I had an interview with Chris Christensen from the amateurtraveler.com. And then Chris is a great guy. We both of us go way back in podcasting, so we're having a lot of fun talking about Fruitcast and all these other services that no longer exist. And when I got the interview and I looked at it, it was really, really long. And plus, I always like to answer your questions. So the question is, do you break an interview into two parts? So this is actually a guy who was a member of my Podcasting in 6 Weeks class. Guy asked this question because he did an interview that was about 48 minutes and he was wondering, do I break it into two parts? And I said, well, if it's two individual parts, I don't have a problem with that. So in my case, Chris's interview was rather long. I wanted to talk to you last week. So I cut out this part about Blogger Bridge, which you can find at bloggerbridge.com. And even if you're not a blogger, this would work for podcasters as well. And so here, I'm not doing something where, like, last week, I'm like in the middle of our conversation with Chris and I'm like, hey, if you want to hear the rest of it, turn in next week, kids. No, that is, I find very annoying. I'm like, there is no such thing as too long, only too boring. Let's say that one again. There is no such thing as too long, only too boring. And so this week I was like, well, I wanted to talk to you last week. So I put this here, and Chris's interview from last week stood alone, and so does this segment. So here is my continuing conversation with Chris Christensen from the Amateur Traveler podcast about his lovely little toy that he put together called Blogger Bridge.
Well, speaking of Blogger Bridge, you have my attention now. You know, I don't blog. I'm a podcaster. I do blog occasionally, but
podcasts go up in a blog. You're a blogger.
There you go. So
just your content. You're a content creator. Really, we're all content creators at this point.
How can I use Blogger Bridge?
So the idea is with Blogger Bridge, and I apologize to my podcaster brethren, that there isn't also a Pont du Podcaster or something like that equivalent right. for the name. But you sign up basically for this offer. You just go, it's a free account, and you put in information about what you're doing, what your sites are, what your shows are, what blogs you're running, those sort of things. We pull down stats and things like that. We're not currently doing podcast stats, and I apologize for that, but it's on my list to do. Part of the problem is I'm trying to push Libsyn and Raw Voice, for instance, to give me an API so that I can actually do stats that are certified by someone. And then basically it allows you to be searched and found by people who are looking for people like you. And then particularly in the travel space, there's a couple of things that it does that are useful, like being able to say not just who is in Cleveland, but who will be in Cleveland in August, because I want to do something in Cleveland, because in the travel space, we're just constantly in motion. And then also allows them to say things like, if someone were coming to Cleveland, who creates this type of content, who's been doing it this long, who has this kind of Twitter followers, whatever they want to filter by, then let me know. Because, for instance, if it's a food blogger, I've got a restaurant that would love to have a review. If it's somebody who does hotel reviews, a travel blogger, I've got a hotel that would put up someone who has this kind of qualifications, or maybe even the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Hey, if they knew that another music blogger or podcaster were coming to town, they would love to meet with them and reach out. And what usually happens is you go to some town, you pay to stay, you eat at whatever restaurants you want to, you go to whatever, and then as you're leaving town, you tweet about it and someone says, hey, next time you're in town.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, because we just don't know.
Right.
No one is able to, and this is basically software to try and close that gap, make it easier for people to find each other. And then also to put out, I'm willing to pay for this gig and to send it out to people who meet certain criteria as well.
All right, so there you go. Check it out at bloggerbridge.com. It is free for content creators, shall we say, bloggers, podcasters, and it's $99 for companies. So you figure any company that's contacting you has already put out some money. They're pretty serious about getting some exposure. Hey, next up. Hey, it's March. It's March. Are you kidding me? March already, 2014. And mark the calendar. That was the day that the first issue of Pottertainment magazine. Now, if you're not familiar with the newsstand on an iOS device, now, if you're an Android person, you might as well fast forward. Sorry, I don't. It's not my thing, but they might have an Android version in the future. But this is a digital magazine that you can subscribe to. It's $12 for the whole year. It's once a month. And, well, here, let's listen to Gary explain what's in this month's issue.
Hello, I'm Gary Leland, the publisher of Pottertainment, the podcast magazine. And I'm here today to let you know what you're going to find in issue one of Pottertainment, the podcast magazine. I've brought together some of the best writers in the world of podcasting for you. First of all, we have an exclusive podcast session from Cliff Ravenscraft. Now, he's also known as the Podcast Answer Man. Now, Cliff gave this session at the New Media Expo earlier this year in Las Vegas. Then we have a great interview with Brian Ibbett, the award-winning producer of the long-running music podcast Coverville. Next, we have Dan Franks with his Tommy article, because he's discussing, are podcasting expenses tax deductible? Everybody wants to know that. Then Pinterest expert Cynthia Sanchez joins us this month as a guest with her article, Is Your Show Missing Out? Now, Todd Cochran's article, I Love Statistics, is another great read. And if you're like me, you are going to love this article, because I love stats myself. Rob Greenlee covers 2014 and beyond in his article, and Daniel J. Lewis, well, he steps up with his great article, Three Ways You May Be Hurting Your Podcast Growth. And Dave Jackson's Ask the Podcast Coach, well, he talks about Goldilocks and the three podcasters. Now, you're going to have to read that one for yourself to find out what's in that. Then we have Jennifer Navarrete's Podcasting on the Go article, which is Just Start. Now, I have to tell you, that's a great advice on about anything, but especially podcasting. Ken Tran reviews Blue's Spark digital microphone. And last but definitely not least is my good friend Rob Walsh writing about why you need your own smartphone app. Now, I'm bringing you all this and more in this month's issue. Do you want to know more about Pottertainment? Well, then you're going to have to go to pottertainment.com. You can always subscribe. It's only $12.99 a year for 12 issues. I mean, that's less than a cup of coffee per month. This magazine, well, it gives you a ton of great info for just a dollar a month. Whether you're a new or a seasoned veteran, you're going to like this magazine. Please show your support for Pottertainment and subscribe today. Go to pottertainment.com.
Now, if you want to do a two-for-one, if you go to schoolofpodcasting.com/pottertainment, that's P-O-D-E-R-tainment, T-A-I-N-M-E-N-T, so Pottertainment, schoolofpodcasting.com/pottertainment, that is my affiliate link to iTunes. So if you subscribe, I'll get a small piece of change for that. But it's a pretty cool magazine. I was a lot of great info. And Gary's been doing the magazine thing for a while. He's Mr. Fast Pitch Softball and very, very cool stuff. So check it out. And I've got an article in there. You heard all the stuff that's in there. And it's definitely worth the buck that you put out if you subscribe. I think it's $2.99 if you do a single issue. So, I mean, 12 bucks. Come on. Buck a month. Check it out. schoolofpodcasting.com/pottertainment. Next up, my favorite part of the show, where you and I get to talk, and we talk a little podcasting. And first up, we have, this is the coolest name ever. Check this out. Lords, bring it to me. We're going to talk about podcasting with an accent.
Hey, Dave, this is Load Rules. I am the
Load.
Host.
What did I say? Lords? Lords is a cool name, too. But Load, much cooler name.
Hey, Dave, this is Load Rules. I am the host of the So To Speak Show. You can find us at sotospeakshow.blogspot.com. And as you can hear, I have an accent. I am a Belgian guy living in Canada, and my native language is Dutch. And one of our baselines is actually everything sounds better with an accent. Now, this brings me to my remark today about podcasting in English for a non-native speaker like myself. Podcasting is fun, for sure. I have been podcasting for years in my own language, in Dutch, but very recently I started an English podcast. Doing this turns my podcast into a universal podcast versus a local show, because English is a universal language. But there's one important issue that I wanted to raise today. I wonder how much of an issue it is to listen to it. Are people more inclined to quit listening because of the accent? Does it take away the focus of the content? I think you need a little extra energy and focus to listen to a non-native speaker talking, and that can make the difference between listening to a podcast or giving up on a podcast. So I'd love to hear your comments about this. I personally get a lot of inspiration from what you do. Love the show and everything you do for the podcasting community out there. So thank you very much and keep up the good work.
Lode, thank you so much for sending that in. And first things first, here's the bottom line on this. Your English is fine. It's interesting because there is a bit of a Dutch accent because you sound just like Father Roderick, who I really want to get on this show, by the way. He has a cool new book out. But where I have a problem with accents is when they're so thick that I really have to concentrate. Yours is not there. Yours is perfectly fine. And so, you know, I listen to Mike and Isabella Russell doing the Music Radio Creative, right? And they have that bit, that just a bit of an English accent, right? And it's awesome. I love accents. So for me, I just love accents anyway, but it's not distracting. I have some people that have contacted me and they are from India. And they have the very, you know, that with the thing with the V's, they don't do their V's entirely accurate. And in the same way that if I tried to talk Dutch, I would just butcher the language. You'd be like, I can't listen to this. This guy doesn't know what he's talking about. It's right. And you're like, what is he doing? What? That doesn't even make sense. He just asked if he could put pancakes on the dog. He doesn't. What kind of translating is that? Right. So that's where it gets distracting. But you, my friend, are nowhere near that. Now, can I give you just a hint? A hint. I mean, this is like with love, baby. Get rid of the Blogspot. I don't even mean you need to leave Blogspot, but if somebody says to me that my show is whatever.blogspot.com, I just said a minute ago, to subscribe to Pottertainment Magazine's $12 a year. It's $12 a year for a domain name. You're going to sound, your professionalism is going to be boosted by about 300% if you just say my podcast is, you know, what was it, so to speak, you know, so to speak.com, .org, .uk, .whatever it is. But when I hear .blogspot.com, that means I can't put out $12 a year for my podcast. So if you don't take your name that serious, and maybe I'm just a snob when it comes to domain names. For me, I'm like, if you can't even buy a domain name, then you're probably not going to put any money into a microphone and this and that. So it's really cool. I love the fact, feel free to ignore everything I'm saying, but you have great audio quality. You've got a great voice. Let's go just that little extra mile and make your domain name. And you can take that domain name. If you go over to schoolofpodcasting.com/domain check, you can see if that's available. And you don't have to leave Blogspot. You can just have it go to, you know, whatever your Blogspot domain is. But you can then say the .com or whatever you want to get domain, and it will redirect to your Blogspot. Again, not my favorite platform, but it would sound better and may not. I don't know if anybody else feels that way. Again, feel free to go out to schoolofpodcasting.com/398 and leave your comments on that. But yeah, I don't have a problem with accents. The only thing I would say, if somebody has an accent, I listen on Stitcher. And what's really cool about that is you can listen. Most podcatchers these days have a speed control where you can go in and speed it up. And what's really cool, if you listen to Stitcher on your computer, you can use the keys at the top of the keyboard, like 1 through 9. And like, I think 7 is like 3X. So there are some podcasts I listen to at 3X. And it's really, really cool that way. So If you have an accent, though, I can't speed you up. I might be able to go like 1.5, 1.25, but that's okay. If you got good content, I will, you know, make it through your accent. So your accent's fine. But thanks so much for sending that in. I really appreciate it. Got a follow up from last week from Bill Hutchison from the YWAM podcast.
Hey, Dave, this is Bill Hutchison from the YWAM podcast, that YWAMpodcast.com. I'm actually just sending in this message in regards to your last episode where a caller had called in and just talked to you about podcasting on the cheap. And I'm just wondering about the option that Rob Walsh uses, which is only to host on Libsyn rather than doing Libsyn as well as a web host. So using Libsyn for both media hosting as well as website hosting. Just wondering what your thoughts are on that and if that might be an option to save someone, you know, $5 a month of hosting cost.
Thank you, Bill. Apparently Bill calling in from a train station of some sort. How cool is that? It was a very sightseeing kind of thing. And that's not a complaint. I think it's cool. I'm always like, where is he? It's very, very cool. I think sightseeing tools are cool. You know, Bill's got a great point. If you're really, we got the mention from Scott from Australia, and in a nutshell, his spouse is not the most supportive person about it, and he wanted to know why I don't talk about podcasting on the cheap, and I basically said, I don't believe in it. I don't believe in spending $1,000 on a microphone. I don't believe on spending $80 on a domain name when you can get them for $13. You know, I am podcasting on the cheap. Because he was using his most ISPs, like here in Cleveland, Ohio, where I'm at, I use Cox Cable, and I'm sure I have some sort of minuscule amount of web space I could use. So it's part of his phone bill, so he didn't have to pay for the $7 or $8 that you use at like HostGator. If you go to a schoolpodcasting.com/HostGator, you can get web hosting for about $8, and if you use the coupon code PodcastCoach, you'll get 25% off. And if that's a brand new website, email me. I will set up your WordPress and all your plugins for that. We call that the Quick Start Program. And this is a way to avoid that $8 charge. You're using Libsyn. So if you go to TII, that stands for Today in iPhone, .libsyn. Now, Libsyn is one of the most words. I bet if Libsyn had to rename, if they started today, they would not choose the name Libsyn. It's short for Liberated Syndication. But if you go to TII.Libsyn, LIBSYN.com, you can see Rob's site. And Rob, be forewarned, I'm coming for you, buddy. I want to do an interview with Rob on this show. He gets an insane, and I mean insane, amount of feedback on this show. And I would like to see how he did this. I talked to Brian Mundy, man, many, many moons ago. And he had done something in Dreamweaver, copied the code, and put it into the Libsyn backend, and it looked okay. Yeah, that was back in episode number 150 in 2008, back in the day. I was talking with Brian Mundy, and so I'll put a link to that out in the current show notes. Again, you can find that at schoolofpodcasting.com/398. But that is a way to save it. Now, another way that I didn't talk about this in last week's episode, because I really hate saying the word these days. I have another client of mine that, in my opinion, kind of got some bad advice, and she's using Tumblr. Now, Tumblr makes some okay kind of website-looking things, and it's free. So if you're looking for free, it's not a horrible-looking website for free. Now, how do I get my iTunes tags? Please don't do this. You have to use FeedBurner. And so she ran her Tumblr RSS feed through FeedBurner. And she was using, I forget what free service. Oh, she was trying to use Dropbox as her media host because she was already paying for it. And so I have talked her into, because she only podcasts once a month. And so I've talked her into Libsyn. For $7 a month because she wasn't getting any stats. So I said, here, if you're going to use Tumblr and FeedBurner, that'll be your website. And it may be something that I would like her to just use the Libsyn site if she's just going to do that. She's a consultant. And so She's just using this to, she had a show on Sirius satellite radio, and now she's coming to podcasting, and for whatever reason, only doing once a month. And, but like I said, she kind of got, in my opinion, bad advice because she's now wanting to take it and make it a little more professional. I'm like, well, you got to get off of Tumblr and all these other things. And so I do not recommend that you use FeedBurner. I think it's only a matter of time till they shut that service down. I know other people disagree with that. Do me a favor, go out to Google and put the phrase in Google graveyard and see how many services Google has axed over the years. And you may think twice about using FeedBurner, which is owned by Google, which makes no money for Google. So, yeah, so that would be a solution. You know, you can go in to Libsyn. They can be your website. It's not a phenomenal looking website. We actually talked about this a little bit Saturday. Is there are many, many, many podcasts that I listen to. I've never been to their website. I believe where it comes in is if you're going to do sponsors, because they're going to have, you're going to be sending people to your website to click on the banner in some cases or things like that. I know I actually got a sponsor once for my Logical Weight Loss podcast, because at the time, I'm not super crazy about the layout of it now, but at the time it was much more polished looking, and the sponsor saw it and said, wow, this looks really good, and that was one of the key ingredients of getting the sponsor. I've done a thing now, what I call front page creep, where you add just one more thing and one more thing and one more thing, and eventually just becomes a mess. So, Bill, thank you so much for that. That is a way to save money. If you just want to start out podcasting, you can use Libsyn as your host and your website. You can also use Blueberry for that sake as well. And since I'm talking about Libsyn, I should probably mention, if you use the coupon code SOPFREE, you can get a free month at Libsyn. And then later, if you decide to go to the WordPress route, you can keep the Libsyn feed as your RSS feed. And here's something to think about. If you go into your WordPress site, so in my case, it would be schoolpodcasting.com, and look at your actual website traffic stats, you will see that the thing that gets hit the most is your RSS feed. It gets pounded. In theory, if your website is running slow and you want to get some of that load off your website, I'm not sure how much of a load it is, but if you're getting popular and you got a couple thousand people hitting your RSS feed, why not pawn that off to Libsyn? Go, here, you pay for that. I know you're not paying for it, but it might speed things up. And so I'm not against that. Somebody say, oh, I've always been saying use PowerPress and WordPress so you control your feed, you control it. But the one thing I like about Libsyn is that if you want to leave, you don't have to ask anybody. You can leave and they'll never know. And I guess the worst case scenario would be if they went out of business, then I wouldn't have a place to redirect my feed. Trust me, Libsyn's not going out of business. Libsyn is not going out of business. And so that's another way of doing it. So I still use WordPress. I still use PowerPress myself. But there's nothing wrong with using the Libsyn feed. And of course, if you have any questions, you can go out to schoolofpodcasting.com/contact. And all my contact information is there. You can follow me on Twitter. You can call in your number. Oh, I should talk about that. In preparation for next week's live show that I'm going to try to put together for Ask the Podcast Coach on a Google Hangout on Air, I went out and bought a Magic Jack. This is a, it uses the internet for a phone. And this is what the audio sounds like for the voicemail of that. Here we go. This is just me calling in my own voicemail number.
All right. Hey, this is me leaving you a message. Wanted to see what these sound like and how I can get them. So the temporary message is crap. So,
there you go.
So
there you go. It's one of my There you go. Super cool. Very cool. Catchphrases that get stuck in your head. As a voicemail system, it's no better or worse than Google Voice, which is free. I use Call 8. That's my 888-563-3228. But I'm going to be tying in. Now, here's the interesting thing about Magic Jack is you can actually use it on your iPad or iPhone. So if you're around Wi-Fi, you can actually call people. And I think it's $29 a year. Now, when you buy the unit, which I think was, I want to say, $40, and it just ties into my router here, you don't even have to plug it into a computer. Mine is just going from an outlet that gets plugged into the unit, and the unit goes into my router. And I can actually, if somebody were to call my iPad, it would actually ring. And it sounds just like a phone, he said, scrambling for his phone. Let me turn this down. I'm going to call myself. And the I don't think the app has to be running. Oh, this could be a tremendous train wreck. Yeah, here. So that's my iPad ringing. I need, now you can set that in the settings. Okay, seriously? Apparently it's never going to voicemail. Okay. So I had to apparently adjust some settings on that because I didn't get voicemail, even though I've set it up. And so you can make calls with that. It's a little more than just a voicemail system. And I'm going to be using it to take live calls. I've used, and we're going to kind of get into updates here as we head out the door. I've been using Ubercast on Ask the Podcast Coach, which is, again, Saturdays at 10:30. Ubercast works fine when you're using phones and your computer. When you tie it into a Google Hangout, it drops people like they're hot potatoes. Wait, whoever called in Saturday from Florida, God bless you. Thank you so much. You called in like three times, and it's like a phone rodeo. If you can make it 8 seconds, you're great. But I was kind of disappointed with that. So I'm going to be using this actual, it's this internet phone. And I might actually tie it into, I have an old JK Audio system for phones. I might tie that in there. It is my goal, for whatever reason, to take live phone calls. It's been a quest of mine because I have people that say, I want to do this. And then now I'm trying it. I've tried call in studio. I've tried blog talk radio. And I've tried Ubercast. Plus the fact that Ubercast goes bring me every time somebody enters the room. I'm like, well, that's convenient. That'll be Saturday. Let's see. Yesterday was the first. That'll be the 8th. March 8th, we'll be doing the Google Hangout on Air live with phone calls. Come and watch the train wreck. And my buddy Jim Collison will be back as well. So that's something I'm playing with. I like to play with everything. Something else I'm playing with, Patreon. It's a way for you to try to monetize your show. It's like a Kickstarter program where people donate. So it's kind of the PBS. You can do your fundraising drive. And it can be monthly, or it could be, and this is where I found interesting, it can be per episode. Like every time I release an episode, you pay me $1. And then your listener can say up to X amount of money. So if they pledge $1 a month, and then you put out 30 shows, you don't get $30. They can say, no, I'm going to stop at $5. So it's interesting. And I've got Tony from Patreon coming up next week. So that's coming up. Another thing, and this is where, see, I should have done this at the beginning of the show, because there's a good chance a lot of you aren't listening at this point. And that is, I'm going to postpone my podcast, Start Podcasting in 6 Weeks class. And here is why. Now, for the record, this is all School of Podcasting behind the scenes stuff. And if you want to know this stuff, that's fine. I'm saying it for mainly for members of the School of Podcasting, and also for anybody who's just wants to know the ins and outs of podcasting. So the School of Podcasting has a really good problem. And that problem is I'm too dang popular. My website is getting a lot of traffic, and I deeply, deeply appreciate every single one of you people that have told your friends and said, hey, if you want to learn about podcasting, this is the OG, as Ray likes to say, the original gangster of podcasting, the original grandpa is more like it, of podcasting. And, I love that. But my site at times has just been slower than molasses. So I am moving, and this is, we're going to get our geek on, to a virtual private server, which means my bill. Now, you don't need to do this when you're first starting out. I mean, I've been doing this for whatever, almost 10 years now. And I've just now got to this level. And it's going to be about $60 a month for my hosting. And Now, here's the interesting thing. I have over 20 gigs of tutorials and resources, and HostGator, my current host, is kind of like going, we can't back up anything that big. So moving is going to be a hassle. This is why I always tell people, don't podcast for free, because anytime you got to move, it's a hassle. Now, it would have been silly for me to start off with a virtual private server, because there's a really good chance I would never, ever need it. But now I got to move it, and it's looking like I'm going to literally have to move things manually. Like FTP down, FTP up. Okay, not a big deal. But it's going to be time consuming. And so I'm going to postpone my Start Podcasting in 6 Weeks class. And I'll have a email list over there. So if you want to sign up and be notified when I'm ready to turn that back bad boy back on. And this was the class where for 6 weeks, we meet every Saturday from noon to 2. And so I'm going to pause that. And I really want to take care of the School of Podcasting. This is the other thing behind the scenes in managing a membership site. I have another membership site I do for my Logical Weight Loss podcast at logicallosers.com. And I have a separate membership site for that. So I have my Logical Weight Loss podcast and I have logicallosers.com. And when I saw how easy it is to manage a membership site when it's its own site, you don't have to worry about, ooh, I got to make sure that this doesn't make it to the front page, because everything is protected, I was like, oh man, is this easy. So my goal is to not only move the School of Podcasting, but move it and segregate it so that the members area can just be the members area and the front page can be just the front page. And because now I'm kind of stuck with how the front page looks because I'm using a thing called Optimized Press that I use because it makes membership sites really easy. So I'm kind of married to Optimized Press, which really is more of a marketing kind of theme. So by separating these two, I'll be able to play more with the look of the School of Podcasting. It won't be chained to, oh, I have to use this because it's a membership site. So with that, it's going to take some extra time, and I just need my Saturdays. Now, here's the interesting question that I thought about this one, because I'm like, man, it's never going to happen. It's never going to happen if I don't. And trust me, I would love to have the income from that class. I mean, that's a nice class. But I thought about this last night. I was walking around. What do you think of this idea? What if instead of having 6 weeks, and you could still have that, because it's basically the first week, it's planning your podcast. The second week is recording, how to buy your equipment. What equipment do you need? The third week is all about your website. And then the fourth week is getting into iTunes. The fifth week is... I've got these out of order. The fifth week is then promotion and monetizing. The one I skipped was recording. I think that's week 4. What if instead of having one package, which you could still do it, what if I sold those as individual classes? And instead of 2 hours, it was 3. So we could have a 3-hour class on Saturday that, of course, if you could make it, you could get the recording. And so maybe you've already started your podcast. You want to learn about promotion. What if you've already got your equipment, but you don't have a clue how to record it? Well, you could just take that section and we could just focus on it. It might even niche it down even more. It might be recording your podcast with Audacity. And then it might be recording your podcast with Audition. And it would be live. And my thought was being, keep the 2-hour session that I've previously had and then have an hour for just question and answer and to help you with that. So if you do me a big favor, I would love to hear from you on this. Do you like this idea? And then, of course, there could always be a, hey, if you buy all the packages, it's, you know, there's a discount kind of thing. But go to schoolofpodcasting.com/398. I would love to know what you think about this. And one of the most powerful words in the English language. Can we get a little heady right here? One of the most powerful words in the English language that can give you happiness, as much as people think no is about depriving you of something and things like that, a lot of times the word no can lead you to happiness. And so by saying, and I'm not saying never, I'm saying not now. I need like probably a good month of Saturdays to get the School of Podcasting where I want it to be technology-wise and ease of use wise. I got some videos I want to make as well. Things need a little updating, and I have a problem. There's this thing. Remember how I talk about you can have paralysis by analysis because you want everything to be perfect? I do suffer from that sometimes, but I want people to walk away from the School of Podcasting going, wow, that was a great experience. And some of the videos, because WordPress is updated, need updated and things like that. And I'm like, you know what? If I'm going to move it, if I'm going to go through the hassle of moving this, the stuff I put in place, I want stuff that I can go, yep, that is about as good as that can get on that topic. So I am going to postpone the Podcasting in 6 Weeks class. So that's the one, if you go over to howtopodcast.com, that'll take care of that. Would love your input on that. Of course, as always, would love to have your input on what you would like to hear in the show. If you have questions, don't forget, if you want to get them answered live, go over to schoolofpodcasting.com/live. And if you want to watch the experiment next week as we try to take Magic Jack into a Google Hangout on air, that'll be the Ask the Podcast Coach every Saturday morning, 10:30 Eastern Standard Time. And if you want to start podcasting, the School of Podcasting, everybody's like, well, Dave, you just said it's in shambles. No, it's not in shambles. It's in really good shape. I just want to make it better. And I give an example of where the School of Podcasting, you're like, well, you know what, Dave, I'm not sure if it's worth it. Let me tell you this. I just got a Mac. Yes, I now have a Mac, so now I'm going to be bilingual. I'm going to speak PC and Mac. And I spent a long time trying to figure out how to export an MP3 in GarageBand. I'm going to say the better part of 45 minutes going through the menus, doing Google searches, things like that. And you know what? You used to be able to do that. You can't in version 10. You have to export it as an AIFF file and then probably convert it in iTunes. So I just saved you 45 minutes, and I saved you about, I would say on a scale from 1 to 10, about a 7 in terms of a headache. And that's what the School of Podcasting does. And I answer your questions via email. In some cases, if it's a really hard question, we'll get on the phone. But it's the most affordable and the OG, the original website about podcasting. And I would love to help you start a podcast. And so there you go. That's my pitch. And I hope you're having a good week. Spring is right around the corner. If you're depressed about all the snow, depending on if you're here on the East Coast, depending on where you're at, spring is right around the corner. A season is changing, whatever you're changing to. And hang in there. So would love to hear from you. And I'm here every week. I'll see you back there. And the website is schoolofpodcasting.com. Oh, I forgot to mention, use the coupon code LISTENER, LISTENER, and you can get a discount on your first month. So thanks so much for listening. I'm going to leave you with that saying, of course, it's time to live a life worth podcasting about. And until next week, I will see you on the inside. Stay cool, and God bless.